Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
Hi. You know, there are many educators and trainers out there that would love to teach you how to raise private money. And some of it's good advice, some of it's great advice, some not so good. But regardless of whose advice you do take, none of it will work unless you follow these 5 rules. If you're a fan of the podcast, you've heard me say more than once that I have yet to use conventional financing in any of my real estate transactions. I mean, I've built a personal real estate portfolio just shy of 250 units without using one dime of my own money or one point of my own credit. I mean, primarily out of necessity in the beginning, but now out of preference. You see, putting private money to work is a lot easier than dealing with banks. And quite honestly, it's more fun. It's more fun to take people with you rather than an institution to share in the success. So if that sounds like something you'd like to do, I mean, if you want to dip into the private money sector to start building your real estate portfolio, there are some rules you're going to need to abide by. And if you abide by these, it's going to be very possible and probable for you. And these are hard and fast, not to be broken for any reason type rules, all right? 1, ask your private money lender what kind of return they'd be open to. Don't offer a return. I mean, there are 2 reasons for this. 1, if they aren't a savvy investor, the double-digit returns that you are capable of delivering can scare them and lead them to believe that you're representing a risky investment or one that's too good to be true. I mean, we hear that a lot. 2, they may be and often are satisfied with much less than you think. Have confidence in the value that you bring to the table and give your private money lender what they ask for. If they ask for more than your deal can support, then just counter their request. Very simple. 2, honor your word. This means saying what you'll do and doing what you'll say. Translation, pay them what you owe them when you said you'd pay it, by any means necessary. That's a very important one. 3, do not share your investment challenges with your private money lender. I mean, as long as they get paid, hey, they're happy. They don't need to know how tough it's been this month or how close you might have been to losing all of their money. None of their business. Just pay them. 4, asking for an extension is a last resort. I mean, you've got to creatively exhaust every single other option before you bring them into that conversation, okay? 5, the very second you know that you're going to break your word, initiate communication. You call them. I mean, we don't ever want this to happen, but sometimes it does. And if it happens to you, don't wait. Don't stick your head in the sand and don't dodge their calls. I mean, as soon as you know irrefutably that you won't be able to make good on your word, you need to be honest about it with your lender. Waiting until the last minute, that's an absolute no-no, all right? Keeping your word and being straight with your communication at the appropriate time is your unfair advantage in this business. You see, it's your unfair advantage because so few people operate that way. I mean, of course, there are a lot of good-hearted people with the best of intentions out there in the business and personal world, but for one reason or another, as hard as they may try, they just find it really difficult to keep their word. I mean, they'll fabricate a million excuses and they'll put off uncomfortable or downright scary conversations until the last moment, if not going to hiding to avoid them altogether. It's unfair to all parties involved. You see, there are gargantuan rewards for people who conduct their business with integrity and transparency. Do that, and you'll have money partners for life. Don't? Well, private money won't be a part of your business for very long. Be a person of veracity. You'll like who you are, and others will too. So, those are the five rules of private money, and I commend you for watching them all the way through. You know, raising money, it's the number one skill of an entrepreneur. You want to learn as much about it as you possibly can. And because, you know, just most people are afraid to raise private money because of the awkwardness of asking friends and asking family and associates for money. I mean, actually, nobody really likes doing that. Nobody likes to beg, and that's kind of how it works out. But there is another way, a way in which you can gain more credibility and gain respect from your friends, family, and associates, and where you can find an endless audience of people with money that want to lend to or partner with you. So you can close more and bigger deals whenever you want, at will. Is that something you might be interested in? I don't know. I mean, because it's not for everyone. I understand that too. I'm only sharing it with you because you proved to me that raising private money is important to you when you watch these five rules of private money in their entirety. So why would I share this with you then? Why would I share this easier and faster way? Well, you know, in my world, it's just not cool to know something that would help somebody and then just, you know, keep it to yourself. So I share everything. I share everything I know about raising private money, everything that has enabled me to raise more than $10 million for my small little real estate investing company. And I share it at an epic 3-day workshop that I call the Epic Intensive. Now, I can't go over everything right now. I mean, that everything that we cover at the Epic Intensive, it is a 3-day event. But one of the strategies I share gives money-raising results really fast, and here's why. You see, we found with this commonly taught technique out there, a lot of people teach this technique, that most people put the horse before the cart of, you know, that makes sense with most things, but it's precisely why most people struggle with raising private money. The struggles of raising private money, literally, they vanish with this technique of putting the cart before the horse. Yeah, the exact opposite of what you've been taught and what you've been told to do your entire life with darn near everything, right? Well, let me explain a little bit more about what's covered at the Epic Intensive. So the night before, we kick off with a millionaire mixer, a very casual environment of food, some drinks, some fun, and you know, and rubbing elbows with seven-figure earners. Then first thing in the morning, we get up and we spend about an hour or so preparing for mass production. And then we get right into the meat, and then we stay there immersed in the meat for 3 full days, and we arm you with acquisition ammunition, motivated seller sniping strategies, under the radar deal reveals, ninja negotiating techniques, double barrel deal analysis, 3 different action-packed sessions on creative financing, and yes, raising private money. You're going to leave with 19 unique and effective approaches to making people with money want to give theirs to you. And then we wrap up with my team just lifting the proverbial hood, I guess you could say, so you can see how our automation and delegation engine runs our business, how it runs our business with or without us. And that's really just the tip of the iceberg of what you're going to get at the Epic Intensive. So, I don't know, can you imagine what your investing might look like when you have the ability to raise all the private money you want, anytime you want, or anytime that you need to? I mean, instantly. Well, go to epicintensive.com, get all the details, and if it makes sense, reserve your seat. You know, I'm not sure at this point how many more seats are available. The event will sell out. It always does. So go check it out real quick. Go see. And when you act right now, you'll also receive the Epic Fast formula, the formula that we use, to $10,000 in 30 days or less. And that alone right there, $997 value. And you get that for free. It's a 4-part video course that it gets all of the attendees on the same page. It gets them actually generating leads, and some even do deals before the intensive ever arrives, so that everybody can bring their questions, they can bring their challenges to the event, and we can eat them up for breakfast together. So, you know, I know when you clicked play, you weren't thinking about attending a live event maybe, but I'm curious, now that we are here, what has opened up for you? What do you find most valuable? You know, I'm thinking, now that you know the 5 rules of private money, it might make sense to get the rest of the information about the Epic Intensive so you can actually put those rules to work for real. So go to epicintensive.com for the details and reserve your seat. Pricing does increase the closer that we get to capacity, so you don't want to delay. Alrighty, so epicintensive.com. Hopefully I'll see you there. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.